Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Unfiltered Path podcast, where we explore life's journey without constraints of filters. In a world saturated with highlight reels, we dive deep in true essence of individual experiences, offering listeners an uncensored glimpse into the triumphs, struggles, and transformative moments that define us. Our mission is to provide hope, inspire resilience, and remind you that every path, no matter how windy or rocky, can lead to growth and enlightenment. Join us as we navigate the uncharted territories of truth and to be moved, be inspired, and discover that you're not alone on this unfiltered journey of life. Hello, everyone. My name is Danielle, and I am a co-host with the Unfiltered Path podcast with my co-host here.
Hello, everyone. My name is Graham Duval, owner of Valued Productions, and I am a co-host at the Unfiltered Path podcast. I'm joined this morning by our other co-host.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Trinity Baker here. I am a life coach, mindset hacker. I teach my clients to live happy, full lives at their truest, highest potential. And I'm really excited to have Kelly here with us this morning. Kelly, could you introduce yourself?
Hey there, my name is Kelly Mang. I am the executive director and owner of BNI Maine, as well as the publisher of the Winnemingle newspaper. My entire world is around marketing and growing small businesses in the state of Maine.
So we all love talent.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. Marketing all day, talk about it. We've had some pretty sweet marketing conversations.
Yes, we have.
I didn't even say what I did for a living. Did you see that? I'm Danielle, and I'm in the room.
Danielle, you should start coming on to the podcast because we are talking. Graham's in a coffee shop this morning. Like, this is just our real life, right? Kelly's in her office. I'm in my office. Danielle, you're not. You should start coming on the Ariel, like the Lyra, coming and showing up on sitting on a Lyra. That would be kind of cool.
Well, it is back in the house, so that is actually
possibility.
Yeah, that group would love me to lead the meeting like that too.
Definitely show what you do.
Yeah, it would definitely show it. Yeah, most definitely.
That's a good idea. I might actually do that. But this is definitely real life. I am like half mommying. My kids are home. So just a heads up, if a little human runs in, that's happening.
Yeah.
Kelly's a mentor of us, so I brought a little bit of nerves into my system in introducing the podcast. So kind of went off there on about that.
Yes. And you know, when I get stuck in Facebook world every once in a while and I get stuck on one of your videos, I will watch your video over and over. And I'm like, how does she do it? I'm like, I just don't have that kind of I have trouble using crutches. I'm like, how does she have that kind of arm? Right? It's like, oh my goodness. I do. I get stuck on some of your videos and I will literally, you know, like, how many times are you going to watch that? I'm like, honey, I say you got to see this. I'm like, over and over and over. And some of them you go like slow-mo in and then you like do some really cool things. I'm like, she bounces down. She bounces down. She bounces down.
I love
it. And for clarification, all our listeners, just to know, Danielle is an aerialist and the owner of Ariel G. So we're talking about this thing that she hangs on called the Lyra. And so for all you listeners out there, you're going to have to definitely check out the videos. And that's what Kelly's talking about, is the way that she kind of flies as the bird of the circus.
All three of you are part of like my crazy morning routine, because I am one of those people who, you know, I turn off my little sleep thing and on my phone. And then I do check out like notifications, make sure there's nothing I need to deal with immediately. And all three of you tend to be on my notifications, which is definitely hilarious because you guys are so great at posting and great at posting just consistent messages. So I've got like Danielle making me feel like I have to work out. I've got Riam saying, do business. And then I've got Trinity saying, come on, relax, love yourself. And I'm like, I said, Neil, seriously, you guys are, I'm not even kidding, part of my morning routine. You have no idea.
You should be part of everybody's morning routine. If everybody's like, I love myself, I'm going to go stretch.
It works.
That's good, though. We work really hard in our business, led by you, you know? So I try to be out there. I try to share my students so it looks possible. Some of my most committed students are 47 and 53. I literally have them performing with me. So they defy things that I can't even like say I've done, right? Because it's standard. I've been doing this for a couple decades. I should be good at it. Let's hope. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not perfect, but so it's nice to kind of showcase them and make it more relatable, because the truth is like Amy, she's 47. She stayed committed to herself for a year. She works at a dentist's office. She's never even done dance. She just always loved watching circus stuff. So it was kind of, God was like, here's Danielle. Go do that. And she just took, she did it. She put a silk in her garage and she practiced climbing and tying her feet. And before she knew it, she was passing some of the girls that had experience.
I love that.
Yeah, I think that just goes to show like what we're doing here. And Kelly, you've been an integral part of all of our growth that even has led to the culmination of that being here today on this podcast, because I know for myself, my business would not have grown had it not had that amazing organization of BNI to be the stepping stone and the cornerstone of that business growth. And that has just opened so many more doors to me. And the same similar situations for Trinity, Danielle. It's super exciting to have you on the podcast this morning.
I'm honored, in all honesty. It's amazing.
It's incredible how much, I mean, we have so many members in Maine, right? And I'm sure you hear this all the time, Kelly, is how much BNI has changed my life. But I'm serious, like, because I came into BNI in the most like backwards way. You know, one of my customers, you heard about this BNI thing? And I'm like, BN what? And so I attended and I took that leap of faith. Like, we've talked a lot about how I had social anxiety. And like, when I entered BNI 3 years ago, I still had social anxiety. So that was a step for me to, I think that was probably one of my last steps, those 60 seconds. Like, that's what I needed to really finally overcome that social anxiety that was still kind of hanging on. But looking at my business transformation, like, I just opened a business last May, so it hasn't even been a year yet. I know that the divine would have made it possible regardless, but I think that my connections in BNI gave me the inspiration, gave me the hope. It gave me the resources needed to actually start a business. Like, when I reached out to Neil and you and was like, hey, I'm going to start my own business, I must switch over, I got nothing but, hey, go for it. Like, that is amazing. So excited. There was not one person in BNI that was like, what are you doing? It was the opposite of that. So I think it's so important to recognize that, because when we have people in our life who aren't entrepreneurs and aren't in the business world, we get the opposite reaction. And we have to have that space as business owners to get the reactions that we need, that support, like that, go for it. It's okay. The only failure is not trying.
Most definitely.
Yeah. I think that's that I paid the fee for like-minded friends, and it has its value every year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not even, it's just that simple, because the rejection of people we actually know is enough to not do things. And it's heartbreaking when you just explain that. I just could think of so many moments that I almost didn't do to get where I am now. But thank God I had the BNI members and the support and the knowledge and all of those opportunities to flourish. You know what's crazy? So I was reflecting and I noticed that I no longer have to reference my Florida experience to list my success or what I'm doing. The gala, this last gala for me, was my favorite audience clap. And I've mentioned it before in another podcast.
Yeah.
I may have not released. I don't know. We've done so many, but I've spoken about it. For me, having those specific couple hundred people looking up at me in a church clapping for me was probably one of the most rewarding applauses I've ever received, ever. And so it's nice that I don't have to reference anywhere else but Maine and the work I'm doing now to say my favorite event that I've
right.
And that I was like part of the event. So I was kind of like a superhero, like show up in my gala dress with my students. And then I'm at my BNI table, and then poof, I'm in the air, and then I'm back at my table, and then poof, we're back in the air with our students.
You guys give me goosebumps. I love these stories.
I think it's super important. So we've kind of talked about like how BNI has really changed all of our businesses, but I think we need to roll it back a little bit and kind of talk about like, what is this thing that we're all of us have just listed as like such an integral part of our lives. Like, what is BNI?
Why is everybody doesn't know what BNI is? I don't understand. I get that.
I know, right?
I have people tell me all the time, oh, everybody knows what BNI is. I'm like, no, like in the state of Maine, truly only 3% of businesses know what BNI is. Like, it's insane.
That is crazy. And we talk about it. Like, to be fair, Kelly, we might be a little obsessed with it. Like, it promised bordering addiction at this point where we're just like changing our addiction. But we talk about it what seemed like every single episode. And I don't know if it's because like most of the guests we have are those business colleagues who we found through BNI. But I think that it's this common thread that it was almost a key for many of us. It was that integral part, that integral key. So talk to us about what this key is that we're all like so obsessed with.
I mean, BNI is a networking organization, and it's so much bigger than Maine also. I mean, it's in 70 plus countries, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of members. But really, it's teaching people how to build relationships with one another in more than just say, hey, how are you? How are the kids? Weather's great. Who's in the Super Bowl? Blah, 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 right? Like, it's getting deep, and it's truly that giver's gain spirit. Because the more I'm going to help you grow your business, the more you're going to want to help me, and the more you're going to want to learn about my business. And you know, you guys, I love your guys' stories. I'm literally sitting here getting goosebumps, like chills. And that's what it's all about. And it hurts me to think about how many people don't find BNI, right? So how many businesses fail in their first year? I found BNI within a month of opening my first company. I would have 100% been part of that statistic. My business would have failed in the first year. And if it wasn't for BNI, I mean, I wouldn't have had the even close to the success that we have. And it just, like you said, it changes your world. And it's not that it's a, you know, it's not that it's a weekly meeting. Yeah, it's the structure, it's the accountability, it's all of a sudden, like Trinity, you said, you know, we talk about it all the time because it truly is part of our life. It's not just a piece of our business, it's not just a piece of our personal life. Like, the people that you meet end up being some of your best friends because you start the relationship right. You know, you're not just seeing them at the bar, they're not just a drinking buddy. You're not just seeing them as a client, they're not just a, you know, business colleague or a client, somebody paying you for services. They're not one of your employees that you're paying them for their time. You know, it's finding people who truly not only are looking to build their business and put the work in to build their business, which I want to revisit that in a second, finding the people who have the right mindset to really be all in. And you know, Trinity, you said something, you know, when you were getting ready to start your own business, all you had was support. And you find like outside of a certain community, people are like, oh, I don't know if you really want to do that. Nobody ever said that being an entrepreneur was going to be easy, right? Like, every single day has challenges, no matter how long you've been doing it, no matter how much you are referenced as being successful or how successful you think you are. Every single day has some sort of challenge being an entrepreneur. And whether you're, you know, a solopreneur or you have a staff of 200 or if you have a staff of 30, like everyone has different challenges. And having that community, having that like board of directors, having that those people that you can just bounce ideas off who are living the same thing you're living, maybe in a different industry, is so valuable. And that's like, I love hearing your guys' stories because you guys are like a commercial for BNI.
Yeah, it's true. I'm proud of it. You know what BNI is works for me? And I found it in painting Ivan Meisner because I wanted to know why what made him wake up and build this every day for so, so many years. Like, what was that? And it's intention. Our lives are so intentional now because of the structure that was built on intentions for all businesses, doesn't even matter what you are doing, of all categories, to succeed. It's like I say it all the time to my team. It's the law of attraction for business. And we need that accountability. Nobody's handing that book of secrets out. And when they do, who do you have to make sure you're living it? And when you go to BNI, you're getting all of that and on a platter at that. And then you could take your time. Because it's yours, right?
Cool.
And then why we're so obsessed with it and why, you know, we just preach it from a screaming level. Like, I'm obviously really intense right now. I'm kind of like stressing myself out. Hold on. is because we know we become like you. You have the satisfaction of being so proud of us like a mother, where we list you as a mentor. When we refer people to BNI and their businesses become successful, we're then that person to them. And that's why we pitch it, because we know that people won't be told, no, that dream's too small. No, all of a sudden they'll be like, well, what's the first step? That's what the pitch is. When Trinity's like, hey, can you be chapter president months early for me? Absolutely. When do I start?
Yeah.
You can go and start your new business. Like, when is that? Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that, it's so intentional. It's flawless. It's a system that if we just live out, will bring us success. And that to me is like what I think.
I love how you mentioned lifestyle as far as like BNI being the way it's not just a networking group. It's a way it becomes a way of life. And the things that come out of it, like you mentioned, the relationships being deeper than just like a transactional relationship is, yeah, I love how you mentioned that.
I was talking to having a one-to-one with a member the other day. They'd been in BNI for only 3 years and they're still a member. And she looks at me and she goes, it's so weird. I look around and everything in my life ties back to BNI right now. And I'm like, oh, you've only been doing this 3 years. I'm like, dope, just wait. I'm like, it's, and that I hear that all the time. Like every single piece of my life has some sort of tie back to either a connection I made, advice I got, a member, whatever it is. It has some sort of tie back to BNI. It's interesting.
I brought it up to, I have a friend who moved away and started her practice in a different state. And I was like, go visit BNI chapters. And I just brought it up to her and she just didn't know what it was. Of course, she's a doctor. Why would she know about BNI? But now she's a business owner. So list all of my students that she knows that was peers of hers for like a year of her life here in Maine and say, you're the only one that wasn't a BNI referral. So God had to plant her to where I was for her to find me, because everybody else had become referred of a refer of a refer. Like literally, because like I've been more strict with accounting my profits through BNI, because sometimes it's like Trinity's at third tier now. So every once in a while I have to stop myself and like really calculate. And I've been doing it more so lately. And it's nice because it reflects on the accomplishments and really gives, you know, hats off to BNI, because most people are BNI referrals, except for her. And it was funny because she was the one person I had to explain it to.
But yeah, every single person, just about.
Very cool. Very cool.
All right, so I have these questions.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick, when you're wearing it, what type of clothes makes you feel the most like the real you?
Oh, that's easy. It was flannel all day. All day.
We got BNI shirts for everybody, and he had sent me that as his shirt that he wanted. I was like, oh no, and I am blown away. It actually, Lozo looks good on it. He wears it all the time. I'm like, holy mackerel. All right, fine.
All the time. Well, you said pick something that you're gonna actually wear on a regular basis, and I was like, well, I wear flannel all day long, you know, that's just what it is. It's so comfy, like you can roll it up or long sleeve or layer it. They're like, just way to go.
My thing is, it's hard. And this is why I really structure, or I should say that the universe structured what I'm currently doing the way that I'm doing it in my business, is because I have these two sides of me. I have this one side that absolutely loves getting dressed up. I want to wear a dress. I want to wear heels. I want to wear the whole get up, but I only want to wear it for a couple hours. And I'm going to strip down in my car, take the tights off that make me feel like a busted can of biscuits, take, you know, my heels off and put my slippers on, because I love that feeling and I love that professional look. But I also freaking love wearing leggings, slippers, and in a sweatshirt of some sort every single day. So I am so blessed to have the best of both worlds. Like right when I'm feeling like I want to get dressed up, something comes up, a BNI event or a speaking engagement or a workshop I've got to go do. And so I had the best of both worlds. So I can't pick one. I mean, I guess I could pick the more comfortable one is what I would have to pick, because it's just me. Like, look, it matches where I live too. Like, I want that like vibe of just comfortable and who we are. And that's the one thing I love about you, Kelly, is you always radiate this like confidence and self-worth and self-love. And I think that's like really what attracts me so much to you, is because to me, you are so confident in your true self. And I love people who live as their true selves, no matter what.
I tell people all the time, like, I have no secrets. I am such an open book. I'll tell you more than you really want to know about, in all honesty. I mean, more people. Yeah, I'll do it right now. Like, more people have seen my boobs lately because I just recently had a breast reduction, which was a 17-year in the making surgery for me. So this is like a massive thing. Last summer I went through it. It was massive, massive for me. It's a substantial difference. And I tell people all the time, like, seriously, like, I literally have no secrets. You want to know something? I'll open up anything. I'll tell you anything. I'll show you anything. But when it comes to clothing, Trinity, as you're saying things, I'm like, I think she knows what I do after meetings. Like, I am, oh my gosh, like stockings or tights or whatever. Oh, those come off so fast when I get in a car. It's so bad. My husband gets so embarrassed sometimes. And I'm like, oh, no. And I'm also the person who has no problem changing in the car if I'm going from event to event. Because if I don't have to wear something that's going to be tight and itchy and uncomfortable for very long, I'm not going to. Like, I'll sit in the back of a parking lot and totally change. If I'm talking about my very favorite outfit, oh, I have a new favorite outfit. Okay, so I've never been a like a romper person, because rompers never fit me right, right? Like, rompers just never fit me right. I'm 5'2". I have a mom body, right? So I found a romper recently on Amazon right before my Africa trip, because I had to wear browns and weird greens in Africa. You're not allowed to wear like bright colors. And yeah, because certain bugs are attracted to certain colors. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I always wondered why you always see people in that, like, kind of green, brown, camo.
It's quite serious. And they'll tell you, like, tan, light khaki, and brown. And I'm like, what is the difference? But those just colors. And then my daughter and I went through our closet and we're like, neither one of us owned any clothes in these colors. So we had to go on a little bit of a shopping spree. And I knew I wasn't going to wear them a lot, so we shared clothes a lot. But I found this romper on Amazon, and I got it in both a tan and a like a army green almost. And I love, I can wear like jean jacket over it to make it like kind of cute. I actually spoke at a meeting in this romper, and I'm like, that's probably the link to this magical romper. Okay, I will send you this link for this romper, because now I'm ordering 4 more. I'm in iCart already in bright colors. Like, I'm getting this bright pink, this cool green, bright greenish color, this bright blue, and I believe it's red actually. Oh, and I'm gonna order a black. I'm ordering 5 actually, because it is so comfortable. And should I have probably spoken to the romper? Maybe not, but I had a broken ankle, so I kind of was getting away with it because I was still wearing the boot. So, but this romper, and I'm so comfortable.
Can I say that I love the word romper? I think it just is just like, that is a piece of clothing.
I'm so jealous of people who always look good in rompers. Like, so, like, Trinity, you would look always good. And Danielle, you would always look, you guys have those bodies, right? Like, you guys would look
too tall. Rompers don't fit me. They give my vagina a wedgie.
They give me camel toe. Like, there is no
so bad.
Because I'm
so bad.
Wow. I have to almost like shrink myself to make it look normal. And then I'm like,
no,
spine.
All right, finally. I am just too tall. So I just hit that place in womanhood. Like, it is a full-on camel toe situation. If I'm in a romper. I have one romper, and I keep it. I've had it for so long. The black is like gray, and I don't care. And I wear it. That's it. I don't know where it came from. It was like gifted to me, like in secondhand world. Or I would have bought like 20, because it's the only one romper.
I'm sending you guys the link for this romper, because it's amazing.
Okay. And so for all our listeners, they're going to love this word as well now, too, because we were just like mentioning that word romper, like, off the charts in the past, like, 5 minutes. I love it.
You gotta hashtag the word.
Hashtag romper.
Interested to know, other than the flannel, Is there, are you, I'm interested, are you like that type of person, you come off to me like that type of person who gets home and is just like, boom, comfy clothes.
Me?
Graham.
Oh, yeah. I sweatpants, tank top, all day, yeah.
I have a friend, and I'm totally
gonna... I also like dressing up, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's nice to put on a nice suit and, like, look sharp. But I also got my own kind of style with that too. It's not like, I mean, I got long hair and a beard, so it's got its own vibe to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have a friend that I'm totally going to call her right now because it's like this open conversation we have every time we see each other, but she loves jeans. She loves jeans. She lives in jeans. I think she would probably sleep in jeans. And every time I look at her, I'm just like, what type of psycho are you? Like, I'm so confused at what is comfortable about jeans. Like,
I like jeans. I like jeans. Jeans and a flannel.
Oh, jeans and a flannel. 15 years. If I wasn't speaking in public, I was in jeans.
No.
I can't get down with that.
My favorite outfit, when I lived in Florida, I would wear very long dresses. Anything I didn't have to wear a bra and underwear with, but could still go out in public, that is my favorite outfit. I wear a bra now because I've created two humans, but before that, whatever would allow me to go in public with no underclothes on is my favorite. So flowy long dresses. I'm obsessed with cloths and fabrics and just like that level of expression. So I'm just a true hippie. You could put me in a long dress on a beach and that's just what I would wear. I'm an athlete, so I live in yoga clothes. I have a wedgie a lot because I wear tights and leotards, and I feel like I'm an aerialist. I just have a wedgie a lot. So I just like freedom underneath the clothes, and then I'm a fan. Long, flowy skirts. I'm 5'8", so I look damn good in a sundress. Like, that it was made for my body. You put me in jeans, and you're like, I get chopped up a little bit. It doesn't look that great. And I, again, I'm tall, so I feel like my lady parts just want to be free.
Especially after being cramped in a leotard and yoga pants all of the time. Because
I will wear anything to be beautiful. So I don't care how uncomfortable it is. Like, if I'm dressing up, I'm dressing up. But it's because every other moment of my existence.
Gala. Like, how often do you get to wear dresses like that, right?
Yes.
Like, I love gala because I get to wear these, like, big flowy dresses. And then I keep them. Neil is like, what are you going to do with all these dresses? I'm like,
wear them.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to keep them. And he's like, when are you going to wear something like this again? I'm like, at another gala.
Like, I'm trying to read it. I'll dress the gala myself.
Right?
I never went to prom. Eve, there is a trauma. I know that it bothers me. And I did it for big life situations. Very heroic, beautiful thing. But it kind of sits with me. So one of my things in Maine, in particular, Florida, gave me options. So I've been to a lot of art openings. Any reason to get dressed up, I will find it. But Maine, thankfully, there's some galas to attend. And when I host a show, I make sure it's like, you know, you can go and get dressed up. Like, I give people.
Thank you.
I can see us getting, like, creating a reason so we could all show up. Because we are very stylish now that I
realize. Oh, yeah. More step right.
Clothes in general comes up with you guys. Because people ask me about clothes all the time. And I am, like, the least. You guys are like, oh, your hair is really in right now. I'm like, I don't even know what that means in all honesty. But I mean, I am the least like in style person like you will ever meet. I have no idea what's in style, what's not in style. Like 100% of comfort. Like 100% comfort.
Functionality. Yep.
I'm an artist, so I think I have a natural, uncanny way of just having my own identity of style. And then every once in a while, you just follow youth. Right now, 90s are in. So you want to bring something back, now's the time.
I definitely relate with that, the artist side of things, because for the longest time, I did like the music thing and like playing in bands and touring and stuff like that. And I read a thing somewhere and like learning how to like grow your bands and stuff. It's like, you want to dress in a way and when you walk into that bar that everybody in that bar looks and they're like, oh, that guy's definitely in the band. You know what I mean? Right. So like that's always stuck with me. And so I still get it to this day, even when I'm not even trying, like, oh, you must be a musician. I'm like, yeah.
It matters to me. Like I've been dating out there. I have jokes for days about it. But one of the things that I liked about one particular guy is he showed up to my house in like sweat clothes because, you know, he's working out, athlete type of guy, but he had bright yellow socks. I was like, oh, you can stay. Like, you can hang in.
And that's chat.
Like, he had yellow socks. He has no idea that, like, one was his game. Was the yellow socks. He doesn't know that. And he probably will after this because he actually listens.
Now all of our listeners will know exactly how to gain Danielle's trust with me.
Yeah, I know. Graham with the beard thing right away. It was like, you got like an in with me because there's something like very out there.
Yes. I have to tell you, I love that. I love what you just said because I cannot agree anymore with that. Like, there was an instant attraction as far as like, I want to know what you're doing. There was instant trust built because you are unique and you're not afraid to express that. And
be yourself.
Exactly.
So that you have to be comfortable. You're like, oh, I can be myself too because this guy's clearly him.
100%.
Conversation I have with my son, and we're all parents of some sort here, is like, we're supposed to be different. Like, we right down to our fingerprints are all different. And so society is the only one that's taught us that we're supposed to all act the same and dress the same and do the same thing. So it's not true. Like, if you trace back to the way we're developed, the way we're born, every single baby looks different. So I love
I mean, I don't know about babies.
Yeah, babies.
Artists don't draw until they're a certain age because them little heads are
They look all very similar.
My older two, I don't know, my older two were kind of cute. My twins look like aliens, so.
Listen.
Not gonna lie. I mean, they're seniors this year and we had to pull out baby pictures and I'm like, I don't think you should wear your baby pictures. I'm like, I love you. Like, at the time, I thought you were cute, but like, seriously. Like, we have cuter pictures.
That is so great because, like, for our listeners here today, it's like you said, Trinity, we are all unique and individual. And hopefully that provides some sort of, like, hope or, like, you know, inspiration to go and get that piece of clothing that they may have been on the fence about. And, like, I'm a successful business owner. You're a successful business owner. We can do it and still be professional in the way that we do things. I think that's just absolutely amazing. And then to tie it back to B&I is that we get a chance to do it there as well, which is just awesome.
I have a question. Did any of you guys know each other before B&I?
No.
No? All right. So the three of you look like that you've been together forever. Like, I absolutely love this. My heart feels that way.
Same here.
Natural connection to Graham and Danielle in like way that honestly I've never experienced. It sounds weird, but I do feel very deep intuitive connection, like in different ways, like not just business, but like that authentic self, that personal development, that like shitstorm. And I know that I could call one of these two, like, when my business is a shitstorm and I want marketing advice or direction, Graham is there. Like, when I need to just be like, Danielle, my life is a shitstorm right now and I need an ear, Danielle is there. Like, so different than relationships that I have in my life. And not that I don't have that with other people, but like that genuine, you can feel the genuine care in the room.
Yep.
So B&I structure made it so we saw each other once a week. Then we all outgrew what we were doing and changing roles in our lives, businesses, all these things last year. So we created something that made it so we could see each other once a week. What's interesting is it's been a chunk of change. We started this in October, right? Am I correct?
Okay,
This is 9 a.m. on the very day we're the busiest. And yet we show up. Sometimes I look like this. And I'm here, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the most comfortable time for me. And we just do it. Or when there's a situation where we need to reschedule, there's just very little. We just keep showing up for ourselves and each other. And it creates like a certain trust. But I do have like an intuitive sense of success And I've felt this for a while because Trinity was in a newspaper with me. Graham got my testimonials and helped me build my website. They're such a foundational piece of who we are that it just felt smart. And recently, I have to say, I've seen a lot of BNI members with podcasts popping up.
I noticed that too.
I can't help but feel like we've inspired, which is amazing because they all offer amazing things. And more the merrier. But it's nice to know that we kind of inspire that because it makes sense that, you know, these power groups are collecting and that they need to be out there for more people like them to see. And it's nice to know that we inspire that, but it's definitely the BNI. But we needed to keep our weekly meeting.
Exactly.
I have people ask me all the time, like, what is that magic? What is that piece? What is that moment that you actually build these relationships or build this trust? And I have such a hard time. I have such a hard time in general telling somebody what BNI is like before they actually visit a chapter. Right? Because it kind of sounds weird when you try to describe it to somebody. But then you take it to the next level and they visited the chapter and they see it. And then you're like, then there's this moment of like magic. And then they're like, oh, she's really lost her mind. Right? And watching you guys do this and knowing that you didn't know each other before, and that's that magic that I just want. Oh, I need to be able to put into words and figure out how to describe.
That's a good question. So I guess I have a challenge for our listeners is that if you are entrepreneurs as listeners, go visit your local BNI chapter. And that we should take, I mean, we have the option to take questions and whatnot. And so, like, we'd like to hear your perception of, like, what you perceive as that magic. Because we'll have to revisit that because I think this is a good opportunity to hear some of that extra feedback as far as, like, what that is. Because it is so weird. Like, I don't know if I can make a pinpoint because it really was just, like, it just was, like, it just was, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Friends for about a year, right? We show up for each other. We worked together. So,
oh yeah,
the way that we didn't even know each other. Then so it's again about building the trust, that consistency.
Yeah.
That time once a week, and then you fast forward a year later, and you literally find a way to make it continue because it's
right.
Hard to explain because people, unless they're active in like the chamber and the community and already kind of doing their own vibe, right? The most people don't get that. They don't show up for themselves yet like that. So first you build the trust with yourself, and then you build it with the team as a collective, and then you build it with the members individually. So I think that's why it's hard to explain because it doesn't exist in the people we're explaining it to yet.
That's a good point.
That trust, like that you just mentioned. I mean, my relationship with Graham blows my mind, okay? And in 17 years of business, like, I pay for services that I don't know how to do, right? Like, you pay someone to do your payroll, you pay someone, right? So all your business services. Something I've never in 17 years paid for or allowed somebody to do is any type of marketing for me. Because, like, that's my world. I'm a do-it-yourselfer. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to learn it. It might not be the best, but I'm going to do it. Graham is the first person I have paid to do any type of marketing for us. And another step further, gave access to my social media accounts. That has never happened in my life. Like, I never had that trust or that, I guess, I don't know, that's a real weird word, but I never had that with anybody. Yeah, Graham is literally the person I've ever paid for marketing services in my business. And that is insane to say because, I mean, that's a huge deal, but it is.
You're obviously not kidding.
That's so hard to do. Like, he was like, oh, just add me as an admin. I'm like, it took me a half a second. I was like,
and then.
Yeah. And I do that. Like, it happened.
Kelly, you know what? I want to reflect back to you just because this is like the coach coming out of me for a second is you are experiencing right now what every BNI member experiences on a regular day-to-day, week-to-week basis is like realizations that, wow, this is a whole nother level. And so like even as the executive director, owner of BNI, you are still experiencing those business shifts
every day. Well, the first person that you had to trust to do your books, the first person that you had to trust to do your payroll. Like, all of those were moments for you. Like, as a small business owner, those are all moments for you. And you don't really realize it at the time. You have to kind of reflect back on it.
Right.
But there's certain things that I was just like, I'm never going to let somebody else touch. And like you said, Trinity, I'm 17 years in. Like, I have been a member this entire time up until very recently when we sold our printing company, mind you, to a BNI member. So, like, I am full circle 100%. And I can't even put it into words, which is like my biggest downfall, because if I could put it into words, I swear every single small would be.
That's 100%. Then that's the struggle. I mean, that's even the struggle that the two of us working together in the time we were working together came across, like, how do we put that into words? And we got some good stuff across and like what it was.
I would like no way. And then I watched Trinity do all these like these reels and everything, and she talks about in some of her very first ones how she was never comfortable with this. And I even said to Graham the other day, I'm like, I'm gonna start doing reels. Like, I'm gonna start doing more of this, like,
on your own,
on my own, and then bring Graham probably in again, probably end of summer, early fall, to do like a whole nother round. But I was like, exactly. I'm gonna get comfortable to do this and learn about this. So even watching some of the chapters do some of their reels, I'm like,
heck yeah, you can. Heck yeah, you can. Most definitely.
You guys, I think that's so much.
I can only speak for myself, but I wouldn't be here to even say have that if it hadn't been BNI being there for me in my business to get to this point. So it is like that full circle, like you said. So really appreciate you being on the guests here today. My name is Graham Duwild, owner of Valued Productions. Video marketing strategies is what we do to help businesses succeed. Joined with wonderful co-host this morning.
Hey everyone, Trinity Baker. I am a mindset coach. I help my clients go from a survival mode to thriving. So if you're wondering what that looks like, go visit my website, thetrinitybaker.com. I've got some free resources on there where you can experience your own mindset transformation for free in just 5 days. I am joined here with my beautiful co-host.
Hi, my name is Danielle. I'm the owner of Aerial Jade. I am an aerialist, which is fancy for performing suspended in the air. I'm the bird of the circus. And good news is I'm a teacher, so I can teach you how to do it too. And currently, I like to promote that I'm available for birthday parties. I am the coolest birthday party for preteens. Let me be incredibly clear. So reach out to me to chat with me live on arieljade.com or most media forums. And I'm here with our beautiful host, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. This was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. My name is Kelly Mank. I am the executive director and owner of BNI Maine. And I am so excited to hear the success stories and to be able to help small businesses grow from where they are now to where they want to be.
And I will say that BNI Maine is on Facebook, Instagram at BNI Maine. And I did forget to say that my website, valuedproductions.com, same thing on social media, Valued Productions. But make sure, above all else, of all that, you go follow the Unfiltered Path podcast, subscribe where all podcasts are at, and want to thank you for joining us on this lovely day, and we will see you all next week.
Thank you.